Once again, we're Idle Pilot. We're going to play one more track. Thanks for sticking around. We have a new album out, and we got a bunch of shows. You can see it on the Bandcamp, so just go to the Bandcamp. You'll get all the info you need.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Idol Pilot. And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great.
Right?
Whew.
Idol Pilot taking time out of their very own Valentine's Days to bring you a Valentine's Day to be remembered. Please do stick around. We have another hour of musics, and Idol Pilot are going to be joining us in the on-air studio in a little bit for a chit-chat. Tell us about shows they got coming up, musics they have for sale, and all the rest of it. Jason, do you happen to have some news and information for us?
I happen to, yes.
Magic.
Before I get to that, though, when you were a kid, did you used to call it Valentine's Day?
No.
Yeah, neither did I.
No?
All right.
Okay.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animals' lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty and easy and can be incredibly inexpensive as well.
Oh.
And to start off, you're saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier. PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Join Google's free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's Vegetarian and Vegan Starter Kit, or view the online version that's posted there as well. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and long-lasting life, and has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to healthy health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the People of the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
Ew, onions.
I didn't write that last part. I just wanted
to. Did you not? Did you write the rest of it?
No. I wish.
And we thank WMFO. You're listening to WMFO. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I am Pam.
I am Jason.
We'll be here with you for another almost an hour until the midnight hour. In the meantime, we have some more local music. Again, this is all requests. We have some world premieres, actually. Brand spanking new song, another new song that just came out today called Falling Out of Love from local Darlings Aloud. And I am delighted to be able to bring it to you.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Am I ready? Yes.
This ain't easy, but I've made up my mind. I'm smashing your mirror. I'd sue. best it can improve. Miles ahead or miles behind, I get lost, I get frost, I get found out.
Right there. That's their song Better Than This off their album Pronouns. They are going to be performing a week from Friday at Great Scott with Phenomenal Sun and Sean Drinkwater and the Robber. Sean Drinkwater from Lifestyle, Freeze Pop, and from Sean Drinkwater himself. That was Rules. And before Rules, we heard from Carissa Johnson, For Now, and a loud brand new song from them called Falling Out of Love. Little transition here. Falling in love with Idol Pilot, who are in the studio.
Swooning.
Very
I'm swooning right now.
Hello, gentlemen.
How's it going?
Going great, thanks. How are you?
No, not too bad. A little sweaty. The room over there is a little hot, but, you know.
Yeah, cool, the humidity cool. Definitely went up in the studio.
Yeah. Well, you brought the heat.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we try. Yeah,
it's Valentine's
there you go.
Evening,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Oh, yes, you have the Hoff going.
Yeah,
that's right,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, the Hoff.
Let's talk about the Hoff. Well, what's the deal here?
What do you want to know?
I was just looking, you know, for something to fit the Valentine's Day vibe. And the first thing was, I was like, you know, Hasselhoff and just a one piece on a leather jacket. Yeah, sure, why not?
And that one piece,
fully
my friend,
board.
is a banana hammock.
Yes, yep, yes, absolutely. It is. Yes, yes,
banana
that's
hammock.
The technical term. That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
I'm actually
that.
Wearing one right now. It's nice.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention your outfits, but you know.
they can't see that on the radio.
It's
when
three people,
but three people just in banana hammocks. That's what's going on. Right
oh
now,
gosh! Speaking of which, gents, I know you've been here with us before, but would you mind terribly introducing yourselves and what role you play within the band?
My name is Alex, and I play the voice and also the bass and sometimes the guitar.
Hello, my name is Evan, and I play the drums.
And last but not least, I am Mike, and I play guitar and also bass sometimes. And like one song, I did a little bit of voice as well.
Just once.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's an interesting thought right there. So do you guys switch instruments on stage during your live performances?
Oh, yes. And we try really, really hard to make it look I don't know.
Cooler like, than it is?
Cool.
Cooler
know,
than
cool.
it is, maybe? Yeah. Like yeah, we usually try, like, halfway through the set, we'll, like, switch it up and do, like, some kind of, like, noise interlude and let that, like, play out while we're getting situated in different instruments.
Yeah, the balance between us practicing songs and practicing changing instruments is, like, 20 to 80.
Yeah, right. It's, like, 50-50, I think.
Yeah. And I don't do anything. I just sit. That's the whole thing.
Moral support.
Evan yeah. does just sit. He's very good at it, though.
Very good. This is how I do it.
Seems to be the playing drums is slightly more than sitting. There's a little bit. There's also beating things with your fists or implements.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Drums is a very. That's a very special thing. But you just have to sit there and do what you can do.
Mainly just sitting.
Which is exactly mainly just sitting and trying not to, you know, play them while
making funny faces too.
Yeah. Oh, that's a famous.
The faces.
Yeah.
Evan
yeah,
makes yeah, a, yes. the greatest faces while drumming. I will say I made there is a collage that I made. I just like snipped faces and out just, and yeah. put it in MS Paint and you know haphazard format. Yeah. It was great.
There's quite a few. There's a vault of them somewhere. Yeah. And well,
your maybe. Artwork. I mean, you know, we've touched upon. I mean, obviously not literally touched upon the Hof. we're not hassling at all.
No,
but you there is a graphic presence of the band. I'm staring at the sort of kawaii, shall we say, illustration.
Oh yeah,
with the butterflies and the sparkles and the eyelashes.
Yeah.
And I'm
ladies.
Quite taken with this.
That is Kawaiidal Pilot. That is our alter egos right there. When we become cute anime characters.
yeah,
that was drawn by Zombie Romance. Who was very, very good. So,
absolutely, yeah.
That is
we
delightful.
See her stuff everywhere
mm-hmm.
on the internet.
Yeah,
and you guys, if people want to experience the delight that is your sparkling and shiny faces and potentially banana hammocks, but I don't want to commit you to anything. Is it this Friday night that you're performing in Jamaica Plain?
Yes, yep. Yeah, at the Jeannie Johnston Pub in Jamaica Plain. We are playing with Chemical Wire, Bliss, and Muddler, and of course ourselves, and that's going to be a good time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
and
love
then
all
you're,
those bands.
This is just before you're heading off to Brooklyn, is that right?
That is true, yeah. On Monday we are playing Brooklyn, and then on Wednesday we are playing O'Brien. So we got a few shows lined up.
A little
up
busy.
Yeah, yeah.
A little busy.
This week, yeah. And tonight we're here, so, yeah, you know, like it's a busy week. Yeah, yeah.
It's got a lot of perspiration ahead of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's just every day.
Yeah, it's just my everyday life, perspiring. It's my motto.
It's an important job. Well, you know, I guess drumming is to sitting. As playing bass is to sweating.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I'm very good at sweating. See? As good right? as he is it's at sitting, I'm probably better at sweating. I'll put that out there.
It's important. That's important. And yeah. if you're sweating, again, transition, you might want to purchase a couple of Idle Pilot t-shirts, right?
Ooh. Oh, wow. That was
so
smooth.
You can, like, change
that was
out,
smooth
right?
transition. Wow. Man.
Always thinking.
Oh, quick-witted. Quick-witted. We've got some new shirts up there. We've got to go with a brand new album. That we just released a couple weeks ago.
And this is Animals and People.
Animals and People, yes. It's on the shorter side. It's like, you know, it's like seven songs around like half an hour. It's like a loose concept album that is like, it's kind of supposed to be like a short story, like a children's short story. That's kind of like why we obviously can't see this on the radio, but we've got like a sort of like a Winnie the Pooh style, like watercoloring going on.
Almost a little bit reminiscent of, do you remember the story of, is it Toad? Toad with the toot toot,
yes.
And he gets so excited about it, and he crashes his car.
Yes, yes, yes.
Spoiler
yes.
alert! I'm very sorry,
oh
children.
Oh my god!
But
ruined childhood.
But
right there.
Toad crashes the car, and he was always my favorite because he wasn't really supposed to be doing that. but you know that's all right. So Animals and People. That's so this is somewhat a concept album.
Yeah, loosely tied together a concept album about like several characters and where they live and. It just goes into their story.
Probably not really for
They're
kids.
All, yeah,
though.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, it's not really for kids, but it's masquerading as a kid children's storybook.
It's like the one that you know you hide from your parents. Like they're not supposed to know you're watching it or
right.
seeing it. Right? You know, that kind of thing.
And there's no good people They're all very...
Yeah, they're all terrible. Generally
bad.
Like people. Vinny the Whale, not a good guy?
Yeah, no. Vinny the Whale is very greedy. He's a very greedy person. He's just, he's only looking out for himself, and he's just,
Who is the best out of the bunch? I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Probably just the habitat that they live in at this point.
Right.
That's really it.
Yeah. Only nature.
Just nature,
only
yeah.
nature
and,
is
and,
good.
And they always ruin it anyways.
Like, yeah. It's a very uplifting story, as you can see. It's like really positive children's story.
To get you in the mood on this Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They put you right back in nature.
I was enjoying your sort of mellow sounds as you were introducing the songs and sort of like making sure that people felt comfortable.
Yeah.
In the mood.
Right. Yeah, light a candle. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, I felt very soothed, very sort of Yankee candles with that. And is it a snail? Is the snail that's on the T-shirt? Is there a song about the snail?
No. Okay. The snail.
Probably in the future, though.
There might be a song about the snail in the future. I think I'm the snail, actually, in a weird way.
Is this like the walrus was Paul kind of moment right here?
Wow. Yeah. I am the snail.
You are the snail.
I am the snail. Yeah. So he's not a part of this whole narrative, but maybe in the future he will be in further.
I'm intrigued. There's a lot of simpatico feelings for animals within the world of Idle Pilot,
mm-hmm.
And within your world, you are part of the world of Lowell. Lovely Lowell, Massachusetts. Lowell.
So yeah, that's kind of true.
Kind of.
We've been part basically. Stationed in Lowell for a long time, but our jam space shut down in September, and we haven't had a jam space since September, which has really been a huge bummer. And we are going to look at a new space in Alston tomorrow.
Really?
So we might be Alston band now instead of a Lowell band, even though Lowell will always have a special place in my heart.
I
really like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Lowell has such a connection to the arts, it seems. I mean,
yes,
still.
With UMass Lowell, the music program there is really, it brings out a whole wide range of characters. It's awesome.
Sorry, I was just noticing beyond you, which neither can you see this, nor can the people at home, but our fearless leader, Joel, was doing a furious fist pump in favor
of Lowell
and the arts community.
Awesome.
The creative community of Lowell.
Joel's a big proponent of the arts community.
Yes, I mean, at least 6 feet tall. and very much a proponent. How did you guys? We already talked about how you guys got together, right? Did you
Probably.
Meet at school?
No.
Is that right?
Oh no, we met at that jam space no longer exists.
Yeah, so
just hanging out.
Yeah, me and Mike were in another band, and then we parted ways with our drummer at the time, and then we stumbled across Evan serendipitously, and the rest is the history. It's not really interesting at all. So.
But that's kind of magic. That's
kind of
an alchemical magic. And do you all like the same kind of stuff? Or do you live in the same realm as far as your record collections go?
Well, I think we all come from different backgrounds, but there's a lot of overlapping stuff in there,
Right.
So but we all have also our own tastes.
Yeah, you could see anything from like a Floyd record to like if we're on tour, Mike's playing the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, and I mean just being in a band together for 5 years, we listen to each other's music and you grow to like it.
Yeah.
A lot of time in the van.
Yeah.
So are you guys touring a lot? Like are there a lot of long drives?
Not so much lately.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hopefully now it's come springtime, let's try and get one more push out there. So, yeah.
I'm feeling this very like Mr. Toad kind of vibe from you guys now. I'm imagining you in your flat caps.
Yep.
But now
we're not going to crash it though.
No crash. No.
Don't put those vibes out there.
No. I mean, who were the?
We're cursed.
No. Who were the little rodents with the upturned leaf?
Oh,
right.
Sweet.
Oh, okay.
They were fine.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
They did a good job.
Fair enough.
All right. Not no car. It's. All right, this is going to be a boat tour.
Yeah, duck boat.
Completely safe, 100% safe. All right, so I'm going to play a song and then we're going to chat a little more. Is that cool?
That's perfectly fine.
Are you up for that?
Let's do it.
All right, beautiful.
Sweet.
That's a slightly less smooth transition, but that's okay. It's going to happen. and maybe my musics will talk to me and maybe my musics won't talk to me. In which case, you know what? I can make other things happen. I can do that. Andrea Gillis right here. Hold your maker. And then we're going to come back with Idle Pilot because they have more to share with you. So much love to give. That's IDLE Pilot.
Yep.
Yep.
Feel the love right here. Hold your maker. Gillis, Hold Your Maker. That's a single from her. What a delight. And what a delight it is having Idle Pilot here in the studio with us chatting after their wonderful live performance. If you happen to miss it, it will be available after the end of this show from the WMFO website as a podcast, an archived podcast that you can listen to, so you can enjoy that again. if you did listen to it, or for the first time if you're only tuning in now, or you maybe you're listening to it tomorrow. Hello, future people. And I'll share that online, and I'll share that with you guys so that you can share it also with your many, many fans. Obviously, you will also want to show up to see Idol Pilot this Friday night. They are performing Friday in Jamaica Plain at Jeannie Johnston in JP with Mutter, Bliss, and Chemical Wire. And we were just talking about your record label. You guys are kind of a big deal.
You got a record label.
No,
please.
This
please
is the thing. You're making things happen.
Yeah. We've got me, Evan, and I run a label.
Not me.
Mike is invited.
Mike is absolutely.
All right, so all three of us.
I'm the drummer in Head vs. Heart.
He sits. That's a callback. Wow. That's what we call
there we
a
go
callback. So we run a little record label called Head vs. Heart Records. Super DIY vibes. We make primarily cassette tapes, and we do like all the dubbing ourselves with like a stack of old recorders. A lot of the artwork we do ourselves. We print everything out ourselves, cut it all out, and so super DIY vibes with that. We've got we haven't had too much going on in the last couple of months, but we're doing a tape for Animals and People. That's already pretty much done, and then we've got a tape coming up from Bliss. They're a kind of like a I don't know, they sound almost like kind of like their replacements, but they're out of Lowell, and they're very good. Check them out. So we're doing a tape for them. They just released the album digitally on their Bandcamp, which you can check out. Then we're doing an album for a band called Muddler. They are very, very good. They're like in my rotation regularly, and I'm stoked to be putting out an album for them. So that's going to be awesome. And then we're also doing a tape for the Fake Boys, who are also out of Lowell. They are loud. They're a loud band.
That's the best way to put it, yeah.
The best way to describe them. But yeah, so a few things coming down the pike for that, which I'm excited about.
That is delightful. And you do all of your own artwork, or...
Ah, that's where Mike comes into play.
Yeah, I don't do Head vs. Heart, but I did the booklet and the cover of the albums.
It is a thing of beauty. And you have, it's the we were just chatting during the last tune... about the book and how it's set up. It is set up like a children's book, but these are the lyrics of the songs, and they tell the tales of these various creatures and humans who are not very nice.
Correct.
And I appreciate that very much. I feel like that's we are currently in a place where we need things like that to reflect back at us what's going on in the world. But it is not all dark and grim, because there are wonderful things like your label and various projects you're involved in. Labyrinth, I understand. Yes. There's a lovely gentleman that you've been working with.
Well, yeah, like lately. We said, our jam space has closed down, so we haven't really had a regular place to play for a while, which has really stunk. The nice people at Labyrinth Audio up in Peabody, they just opened in September a really, really nice recording studio there with like it's very big, ton of rooms. It just, you feel super comfortable there. Keith, who runs the joint, has been letting us keep our equipment and practice at his place, twice a week to get into a regular schedule so that we can do stuff like this and not sound like crap. So it's been good to get into a grind like that. So just want to shout out to Keith at Labyrinth. Definitely, if you need any recording, any mixing, any mastering, definitely check out Keith. Also check out Derek Blackburn at Quiet House. Quiet House Recording. Yeah. I always screw it up. Quiet House Recording. He recorded, mixed, masters, completely engineered Animals and People from start to finish. He's also a wonderful engineer. Both those people are great.
We love you, Derek.
So check them both out.
And Animals and People is your brand new album. If people would like to have it for their very own, you can go to Idol Pilot. That's IDLE Pilot. .bandcamp.com and you can download it. You can buy it as a digital album, or you can come this Friday night to Jeannie Johnston and JP and purchase it live and in person from Idol Pilot themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine if you ask nicely and you bring your own marker, then they might sign it for you.
$10 for a t-shirt, too. That's a bargain.
Yep. Giving them away.
We can't mention any kind of pricings. but t-shirts are a hot thing. Especially if you get sweaty in them and then you have to change into another one.
We'll just give them, you know. I mean, at that point, we'll make you a package. You can come to the show, you know.
Come on, look at this whole thing.
We have a barter system.
You guys got to go.
We don't really tell everyone about it, but we're telling you about it. Hello, America.
The barter system is money. We'll take money.
Well, it's a non-specific
amount.
But it's really an
ephemeral thing. And when you arrive on Friday night to Gene Johnston in JP and greet Idle Pilot themselves live and in person, potentially dressed as David Hasselhoff, but potentially not, you will be able to purchase all of these things from them. Their record albums and their t-shirts.
Yep.
And possibly even the shirts off their backs, but I don't want to make any kind of promises.
You're setting us up,
I'm sorry.
Hopefully, post-performance, the shirts off your back.
They're worth more that way. If it's post-performance.
Then they're even more. Animals and People is your brand new album. I am delighted that you guys came in tonight.
Thanks for having us back. We love it here.
Performed and chatted with us. And good luck on your many travels.
We appreciate it.
I know you have one coming up this weekend, and there are many more to come.
Yep.
And good luck in finding the new jam space of your dreams.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for spending your Valentine's Day with us.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, thank you very, very much, gentlemen. And we hope to have you back again soon.
Oh, we'd love to be here.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to play a little bit more music. We have This Is the Campaign for Real Time, reaching back into the past ever so slightly. We were just talking about the late 90s, early aughts, and we're right back there again.
The golden era.
A golden era.
One of many.
Exactly.
Okay.
One of many.
Fair enough.
All right. This song right here is called Connect.
In every good breath that I ever take happens before I'm even awake. And I open my eyes and I don't want to live, but I don't want to die. Your breath is so close, right on my skin, and I don't want to stop, I can't even begin. Yeah, my eyes are seeing the light. Help bring home the night, because she got the best of me, fall to pieces when she stalls. I tell her there's no reason to say anything at all. She got the best of me, what intention, your selection. So let's dress it up, so we can burn down every last promise that we made to this town. Then I won't have to tell you everything will be alright, because she got the best of me, fall to pieces when she stalls. I tell you there's no reason to say anything at all. She got the best of me, what intention, your selection. Yeah.
Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Jason.
Anytime.
That right there, prior to Jason giving you information and announcements of the public and serviceable kind, we heard from Down City Armory with Double Wiretap and Campaign for Real Time with their song Connect. You're still listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I am Pam.
I'm Jason.
And we are here until midnight playing all requests of a Valentine's Day nature. Love about songs. Songs about love and heartbreak for you. And we've got some more of those coming up for you right up here. This is a little band called Sidewalk Driver and their song, Jenny Don't Really Like the Boys.
Sorry, boys.
Up your mind, but whatever she decides, I gladly abide, 'cause I've been looking for you, Jenny, all of my life, and I've got the scissors, baby, I got the knife. Jenny, Jenny, don't really like the boys. Jenny, Jenny, don't like the girls. Well, I gotta love them, make it so.
right there. The Motion Sick with their song Satellite. And prior to that, Sidewalk Driver. Jenny Don't Really Like the Boys. We have time for one more song, and then we have another show coming on starting at midnight. Thank you for sharing your Valentine's Day with us.
Thanks for inviting me onto your show, Pam.
Thanks for being here, Jay. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And thank you to Idle Pilot for sharing their Valentine's Day with us. And thank you for sharing you with us. We've been on the town with Mikey D. The show will be back next week, and I'll be back next month. Thanks very much, y'all.